Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Colin Robertson, the Vice President and a Fellow of the Canadian Global Affairs Institute. Thanks for joining us, Colin.
Good to be with you, Bruce.
The United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, the new North American Free Trade Agreement, has now been officially ratified by Canada. What is the significance of this latest milestone and why?
Well, it's important because it brings stability back to the North American trading platform. When Donald Trump was elected in 2016, part of his platform was the worst trade deal ever, that is NAFTA, would be rescinded by him. And we've been in negotiations really since he was inaugurated in January 2017 over the future of the NAFTA. Negotiations took almost 2 years, and we finally reached agreement on what would be the text last December, and then there were some further amendments made when it went through the U.S. Congress earlier this year. And now the Canadian Parliament, which had looked at the legislation last year before it rose for the election, has now considered the legislation, and it mirrors that which the United States and Mexico has passed. And so now what we do is bring much needed stability back to the North American market at a time when, because of COVID-19 and the dropping price of oil, we really do need to bring stability back to North America.
What are the expected timeframes for implementation of the new agreement, and what are the factors that may influence that timing and why?
Well, there are a series of procedures that each country now has to go through. And then there will be letters that will be exchanged between the three countries saying that we've met the necessary preparatory side of things. These cover everything from regulations which need to be passed to the notification around changes in how they're going to, for example, administer environmental and labor regulations in Mexico. When all of that is done, I suspect later this year or perhaps January of 2021, it will depend on when all of this stuff gets done, then the agreement will take effect. Now, it's not as if we don't have the current NAFTA still in existence, but there are new provisions in the new Canada-U.S.-Mexico agreement, or U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, which affect pharmaceutical prices, for example, and the rules that relate to the trade in autos, rules of origin, as to how much has to be in order for it to qualify for free trade, freer trade in North America, there has to be a certain percentage that is built at a certain wage level, and this will have some implications for Mexico.
Once in place, how long will this deal remain in effect before it will need to be reviewed? And what are the potential implications of those timelines?
The agreement is in effect for 6 years, and then it can be renewed again for another 6 years. In reality, though, my sense is that we will, because this is what they call an evergreen agreement, with negotiators meeting to take into account changes to, for example, digital commerce, I suspect that we will be making small modifications to this evergreen Canada-U.S.-Mexico agreement over the coming years. I do not anticipate any problem after 6 years, because I suspect all three countries will understand how important it is. And I think we'll just keep rolling this agreement forward. And I think it's reasonable to have a review mechanism because, again, the Internet of Things and digital economy is changing how we do business.
Overall, how important is this particular trade agreement for Canada, the U.S., and Mexico, and why, and especially in light of some of the recent developments that you touched on globally?
Well, I think it's really important because without it, the uncertainty was had basically frozen up investment by Canadians in Canada and certainly by foreign investment in Canada, as the governor of the Bank of Canada had remarked. The similar situation applied in Mexico as well. So I think that it brings stability back to North America. The North American platform has everything going for it. We've got a young population. We've got a highly educated population. We've got a massive market of close to half a billion, 500 million people with the United States, Mexico, and Canada. And we've got energy aplenty. So we've been working together. The supply chains that we've established since the NAFTA came into effect in 1994 are working well and working better. But what this agreement does is give the assurance to foreign investors and investors within North America that you can continue to do business with a set of rules which all have agreed to that includes dispute settlement.
How is the implementation of this trade agreement expected to influence overall relations among the three countries moving forward, and how important are the implications of that aspect?
Well, this was certainly the big issue for Canada and Mexico and the United States on their agenda. Certainly Canada and the United States have the closest of relationships, defense and security and trade and many other aspects of just people-to-people. But the trade agreement for Canada, it is our most important agreement because 75% of our exports go to the United States. For Mexico, it's 80% of their exports going to the United States. So for the Canada and Mexico, getting the security of this agreement once again will mean that, as I say, investors can put money into North America, and we know that trade can be conducted without a lot of problems. The kind of things that we saw over the last couple of years with tariffs applied to steel and aluminum. Now, it doesn't solve everything. You know, we're still sideswiped slightly by the U.S.-China Phase 1 agreement, and we'll wait and see what happens in Phase 2. And world markets are in some turmoil as a consequence of COVID-19 and consequence of the decision by the Saudis and the Russians not to reach an agreement on stabilizing the outflow of oil. So in uncertain times, it is good to have an insurance policy that you can rely upon, and that insurance policy in terms of trade and investment for Canada is always the relationship within North America. So that at least is been settled for the next 6 years.
And is there anything you would like to add?
You know, despite all the turmoil and what's taking place with COVID-19, I think this is a positive step forward, and it will, for the longer-term prosperity of Canada and of North America, this is a good day.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Our guest has been Colin Robertson, the Vice President and a Fellow of the Canadian Global Affairs Institute. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.